Godzilla is now in New York City.
Monster 01 and 02, commence the attack.
Dylan, are you still with us here?
Burl.
Have we lost you yet?
Burl.
This is not that terrible.
No, I mean, it's not awful. I've seen worse.
Definitely made for children.
For sure.
On a low budget.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it's entertaining.
It's all right.
But what is that? What film do I find entertaining?
I think it's called Garbage. Sorry, no, it's the wrong movie. Son of Godzilla.
That is right. Son of Godzilla is the topic of our discussion this week.
It's a movie.
It is that. Yeah. I mean,
it's
the legal requirements of a movie.
Yeah.
This is true. All right, so let's get right into it this week. So no. I only got one alternate. I only got one alternate title. It's the literal translation of the Japanese title, which literally translates to...
Literally?
Monster Island's Decisive Battle, Godzilla's Son.
I'd like to leave now.
So speaking of this movie, the shots that are really outdoors and not in a studio, which is very few, were shot in Guam, apparently.
Shot in Guam.
Toho's quote-unquote A-list team was busy working on King Kong Escapes. That would be Honda, Tsuburaya, and Ifukube. So they put the backup team on this one, which is the same team that worked on the last one, Fukuda, Arakawa, and Sato. Although I would... Previewing my thoughts on King Kong Escapes, I think this movie is better, ironically. But Minya is played by a dwarf. Mark Chan the dwarf, to be exact.
Real?
Yeah.
Interesting. Poor guy.
He's now going to be famous for eternity. So
I've never heard of that guy in my life.
They came up with the idea of putting of the son of Godzilla in order to appeal to children and young women. Nakajima only played Godzilla in two scenes of this movie because the suit was so large that they made it was too big for him. So Seiji Onikawa was hired to play Godzilla, but then he had to be replaced halfway through because he broke his fingers by Hiroshi Sekita, whatever that is. Sorry for butchering these names. So they have three different guys playing Godzilla in this movie.
Interesting.
About 20 puppeteers were required to work on each marionette, and about two or three people were required to operate each leg of Kumanga. So, a lot of wire work going on in this movie.
Yeah.
And this movie never got a theatrical release in the United States.
Thank God.
Hey.
Kidding.
Rude.
Poor movie.
Speaking of theatrical releases, box office, this was released in Japan on December 16th of 1967.
It's a Christmas movie.
And it even has snow at the end to make it a Christmas
movie. How cute.
Total attendance of just a little over 3 million people. And made around 260 million yen. Not bad.
Casual.
So that's all.
Nothing on the budget for this?
I did not see the budget. Yeah. I didn't look that hard, but I didn't see it.
That's fair.
So
I didn't look that hard, but it's not anywhere to be found.
Be straight up. So we're going to go ahead and listen to the trailer, and then we're going to come back, and I will read the cast and crew. Dylan will read a very detailed plot summary I have constructed, and then we will get right into our thoughts of this movie. So see you in a minute.
The mightiest monster the world has ever known. The mightiest egg the world has ever known. Introducing the Son of Godzilla. The fantastic red water, one of the many weird natural phenomena on mysterious Sorgel Island. A great scientific experiment begins.
Try another frequency. What is it? It seems as though something's jamming the wavelengths.
Son of Godzilla, a rollicking monster spectacular. baby monster becomes a monstrous monster.
All right, we're back. This film is directed by Jun Fukuda. This movie is written by Shinichi Sekizawa and, well, I'm going to butcher this, Kazue Shiba. Effects by Eiji Tsuburaya, but kind mostly of. By Taisho Arikawa. Music by Masaru Sato. And starring, here we go, Akira Kubo, Tadeo Takashima, Beverly Maeda, Akihiko Hirata, Yoshio Tsuchiya, Kenji Sahara, Kenichiro Maruyama, Sashiro Kuno, Marchand the Dwarf as Minya, Hiroshi Sekida, Seijo Naka, and Haruo Nakajima, all three as Godzilla.
Poor guys. All right, are we prepared?
We are ready.
Aaron wrote me a nice little essay this week. On Sawgale Island, a team of researchers are trying out a new weather control system. Unfortunately for them, Sawgale Island is a living hell with giant man-sized praying mantises constantly on the prowl and unrelenting insufferable heat. To make matters worse, a reporter named Goro shows up uninvited, demanding answers from all the scientists about what they are doing, and soon claiming that he has seen a native girl despite the insistence of the researchers that the island is uninhabited. Adding to their troubles is the fact that team member Furukawa has become mentally unstable from all the stress. After the first experiment goes horribly awry, creating radioactive rainfall and raising the outside temperature to unbelievable levels, the team is disheartened, but they must pull themselves together when Godzilla arrives, wrecking their research station and delaying their next experiment. Worse yet, their failed experiment has irradiated the already giant praying mantises and turned them into Godzilla-sized creatures. The Kamacarises, as the mantises are dubbed, break open a giant egg that is revealed to be Godzilla's son, Minya. The researchers determined that it was Minya's call to Godzilla that interfered with the electronics during the first experiment. Godzilla arrives and kills all but one of the Kamacarises, and he and his son go off together. But their troubles are not over, as Kamunga, a giant spider, is stirred from his slumber during a battle between Minya and the last Kamacaris. Kamunga kills the last Kamacaris and is about to kill Minya when Godzilla shows up, and together the father and son duo literally roast the arachnid. Meanwhile, the scientists, along with Goro and the native girl Seiko, are desperately trying to do one final test of their weather control system. This time, it is successful, and as they are rescued by a submarine, Godzilla and Minya are buried under the snow.
Let's give a round of applause to Dylan. We're having to do this in very low light through some difficult circumstances.
And Andrew moving his hand through my light consistently throughout the entire thing. Thank you.
But we're going to get it done. All right, so let's just get right into this movie. So this movie, obviously, as I've stated before, made for children.
Definitely.
On a relatively low budget. But taking that into consideration, I find this movie to be very entertaining. I think the elements of it come together and make a fun, if you can go along with what it's giving you, very fun and enjoyable ride.
It's all right. Decent.
There's quite a bit of setup at the beginning. It's about 25 minutes before we see our first monster when the Kamacaris, after the storm, is, you know, they have their failed experiment and it causes a radioactive storm and it irradiates the Kamacaris and they're giant. And
now they're big.
And then right after that, we see Minya's egg get broken into. And
then they stab it repeatedly? The Kamacaris, yeah. Like, stab it. Poor Minya.
But, you know, I mean, there's a lot of logistics questions, like Godzilla is a male. Where did this egg come from? And why is it his son? Where is Mamazilla?
How do you know how long that egg's been there?
Well, that's still unexplained. I mean, I guess you could say the egg's been there since prehistoric times. And I don't know. I'm not going to think about
it too hard. The radioactivity.
They didn't think about it too hard.
Made it alive.
And then, yeah, the radioactivity.
Just stop trying to explain it. It doesn't work if you try to explain it, okay? This is a movie about a giant radioactive dinosaur.
Hey, we get to see.
And giant praying mantises.
We got.
And a giant spider.
We got to see Godzilla from the very opening scene, though. In the opening scene with the plane and Godzilla in the, obviously, the old suit, because they didn't want to get the new suit wet, walking around in the water. That's the scenes that Haruo Nakajima got to play Godzilla, when the two scenes that they used the old suit when in the opening scene and then the scene where he's walking onto the island for the first time.
And then it gets rough.
But
we'll talk about his suit here in a minute.
Yeah. But I don't know. I like the characters in this movie quite a bit. I think there are 8, including Goro, the reporter that shows up. I think there are 8 team members. I'd say probably about 3 of them are very peripheral. We really don't focus on them at all.
A lot of them are there just for comedic relief and just to be funny.
Yeah.
And stupid.
But I like all the team members that we get to know pretty well. I think they all have their own separate personalities. I like Goro as like this outside influence and kind of the, you know, the person that we follow, so he gets to know what's happening and we get to know what's happening. I think that Akira Kubo is really good in this movie playing that role. I think that the character of Furukawa, as he's kind of, I think they did a really good job of setting him up as someone who's not handled the stress of this island very well, and he's kind of losing it, and you know, more bad stuff keeps happening, and he just gets closer and closer to breaking before he finally does snap and start to shoot some people later.
Fun times.
I think that Akihiko Arata is very good in this movie as kind of the second in command, who's kind of the people level headed one. I think that Tadeo Takashima as the professor is very good as kind of this. He's kind of insane too in his own way. He's very obsessed with making this work no matter what happens. But on the outside, he looks calm and collected. And he has an epic hair in this movie, I'd say. Yes. Epic old man hair. Just a dab of silver.
Jesus.
And Kenji Sahara's in this movie too, and you know he's
everyone's all right. Yeah.
I think the cast is very good in this movie, and Beverly, she must have grown up in America or had a white parent or something. She's very good.
Or just adopted a Seiko. More American name.
Beverly.
She's very good as I think they say, I don't remember how that. Seiko. How do they say it?
Seiko.
Seiko. We'll go with Seiko.
Something like that. As this pretty native girl who's conveniently on this island.
She's like the only native person on this island.
Well, she's not really native. They explain that her dad was a researcher there before, and they decided to live on the island, and he died, and so she was left there by herself or something.
Poor girl.
Yeah. But anyway, I don't know. I think it's... and then we have, of course, you know, all the monsters. There's a good variety of monsters.
We got praying mantis.
Giant praying mantises. Called Giant Mantis in the English dub. I love that name, Giant Mantis.
Giant Mantis?
Giant Mantis.
They're called Giant Mantis or Giant Mantis?
Giant Mantis. It's a combination of giant and mantis.
I get that. Giant Mantis?
Giant Mantis. Only a reporter could think that.
Also,
everyone needs to die.
Also, in the English dub, they do not call Kumanga.
It is Spiga.
They call him Spiga, which I prefer Spiga as a name, honestly. And then, we have the introduction. It is the introduction for all three of the new monsters in here. Also, the introduction of Minya.
And he's a donkey.
Infamous.
Sounds like a donkey.
He looks horrible, and he sounds
like a donkey.
He is a donkey. I'm pretty sure it's a recorded donkey sound they use for his most of his roars. So
that's not a roar. It's a donkey.
It's a donkey brain. But
it's a donkey, and it looks terrible.
But I don't know. I think once Godzilla shows up, this movie's pretty.
The end is entertaining when they're all fighting.
I love the first battle when Godzilla shows up and he just like brutally beats down. There's three Kamakrases to start out with, and he brutally murders two of them, and the other one gets away after they've been beaten up on his son. And then the dynamic between Godzilla and Minya. It's pretty funny. Like, Godzilla's like this parent, but he doesn't really want to be Minya's parent, or he's very strict and mean to Minya. And he, like, hits him in the head a couple times on accident with his tail. And then later when they're, like, he's teaching him how to shoot his hero. At first, Minya just blows out, like, these blue smoke ring things. But Godzilla finally steps on his tail, and that makes him shoot out a big breath. And
he's a good boy.
And then later when they're, like, sleeping and Minya's playing with Godzilla's tail, it's kind of entertaining. And then, Godzilla is a good parent, because when Minya gets assaulted by Kumanga at the end, or by the Kamakras and then the Kumanga, he comes to his rescue.
He's a good guy.
And we have this entertaining last fight between them and the...
It is an entertaining
last... Although I do have,
it is an entertaining last fight.
I'll like, the thing that bothers me the most is there's this scene where Kumanga is on his back, and he's got this, like, little... For some reason, he has, like, this little needle that comes out of his mouth and has poison in it. And somehow, Kumanga's laying flat on his back, Godzilla's leaning over him, and this needle that shoots straight forward somehow sticks Godzilla in the eye. And the physics of that just don't work out.
Again, there's a giant spider, a giant radioactive dinosaur and its baby.
And?
Giant praying mantises.
He might have lifted his head up a little, the spider.
But anyway, I think it's kind of cool how they, as a father and son duo, they fight him and then roast him together. And then it's really moving at the end when Godzilla and Minya falls down in the snow when it gets too deep. And then Godzilla goes back for him and they hug as they freeze on the island. Because they got their up. The second time around, their experiment worked. The scientists' experiment worked. They got it to work.
As I read in my essay.
But.
It's all right. But. It's decent.
I think it's a fun like ride.
It's decent.
I personally, I really, I like this movie quite a bit, not gonna lie. I find a lot of enjoyment in it.
It's decent.
But I guess we'll go ahead and get into creature design.
Creature design.
Start with Godzilla, of course. So first thing we see is the old suit, which is what they use for the water scene.
Which looks fine.
You know, looks like the old suit.
Yeah.
But this new suit. His face.
Okay, so you take Godzilla's face, all right? You take Godzilla's head. Go ahead and squish the eyes in. Just take him and squish them things in. You take his nose, bash it into a wall a couple times, and flatten it out a bit. That's what you got. You got that. That's Godzilla.
Godzilla needs to sue his plastic surgeon because they...
He got some facial reconstruction surgery. It looks like crap.
Looks terrible.
He lifted his eyebrows a little.
A facelift.
Hey, Sam, if you could, like, give me the... If you could give me the squished look, that'd be great.
Yeah, they tried to make him more cute, I guess, to look like for children.
They didn't want him to be scary.
We're pushing it for a child's movie, and that's the reason Mina looks like he does. We will get to that in a second, but I think they failed epically.
Oh, it's bad.
If you want a child-friendly Godzilla, they do a much better job in Godzilla vs. Megalon. Much, much better job.
Yeah.
But anyway, so moving on to his son, Mina. Mina has a couple different suits. The first suit or puppet that we see when he breaks out of the egg is terrifying. Looks absolutely horrendous.
I mean, it's bad.
And then as he gets older, you know, he kind of matures into like the actual man in the suit, the dwarf in the suit. Sorry. Little man, little person in the suit, which still looks bad.
That doesn't make him not a man, Aaron.
And he has like these bushy eyebrows. And it's really weird, and it kind of freaks me out. He has, like, these weird buck teeth. Like, he looks like a...
Mina is so ugly. Burn him alive.
Kind of looks like a meth addict with those teeth he has.
That's rude. Jesus Christ, we can't say that.
What? Are we worried about offending meth addicts now?
We might be, but this is a family-friendly show. Family-friendly people don't need to know about meth.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Don't do meth, kids. But anyway.
No, he looks terrible. He does look terrible. I mean, his first appearance when he first comes out of the egg is... It is kind of scary looking. I'm like, ugh, what is that? No.
I've seen like 3 horror movies this week, and that's by far the most horrifying thing I've seen. Moving on, let's talk about Kamacharis. I think for a giant praying mantis, it looks pretty good.
It looks like a giant praying mantis.
Yeah. I mean, they're brown. They're not green.
They're mantis.
They're mantises. So,
giant.
Impressive.
They look like giant praying mantis.
I think they look pretty good. And Kamonga for a giant spider.
Looks like a giant spider.
Doesn't look bad. Mm. He only has 2 eyes. Or maybe he has 4.
I think he has.
He had some eyes.
I don't think he had all 8, though.
No. And he shoots out nylon.
And he shoots out web out of his mouth, which is not
accurate.
Anatomically correct, but I'll look over that. And he also has a weird poison needle that comes out of his mouth.
We don't know what kind of spider he is.
He's a giant radioactive spider.
Okay. I'll go with it. And
giant radioactive.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Kamonga and Kamacharis look good. Godzilla and Mina do not. So we're 50-50 split here.
Yeah.
50-50 split.
Yeah. Kamonga and Kamacharis, they look decent. They look pretty good.
Effects? Pretty good, I would say, overall. Not I think bad. The wire work on Kamacharis and Kamonga is really good.
It's good, yeah.
The heat breaths look pretty good. They're just
some of the best I've seen. They're bright blue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The matting in this movie, I think, looks really good. Especially for bright day scenes.
And when the Kamacharis are like crossing over like that, those buildings in that tower one scene, stuff. They look really good.
Looks really good. I mean, you can't really see the outline that bad. I mean, it looks
that bad.
That bad. I think it looks pretty good. I think
one they did a really good job with the best.
Use it in the right spots. I think the burning. They burn that spider pretty. They actually burn Spiger at the end. That looks pretty cool.
The webs are interesting looking. I mean, they're just nylon. But
the fake snow looks pretty good at the end.
It looks like snow.
It looks
the
nice.
The matte painting / time lapse thing they do with the freezing island at the end doesn't look terrible.
No.
No, effects are actually pretty good. It's probably the best part of this movie.
Yeah, I think effects are pretty. And just like the set decoration in general, I believe they're all designed
sets. Yeah,
I like the models of the little city they have. I think it looks really.
I mean, there are some models that you can clearly tell are models. Like at the very beginning, like the opening, like one of the opening scenes of the movie. I think it's the second scene in the movie, really, when they first get to the island and they're like zooming in on that station or whatever. Yeah. It's a model.
But they built some life size stuff too for like some of the scenes when they're like running out of buildings and stuff. So
yeah.
I think
definitely.
I think pretty impressive overall.
Yeah, effects are good.
So this second of Fukuda's Island trilogy was pretty good. So
he does another one.
There's another movie set on. I guess Godzilla vs. Gigan is also partially set on an island. So and Godzilla vs. Megagodzilla, or maybe Godzilla vs. Megagodzilla set on Okinawa.
It's fair.
So yeah, there's a lot of movies set on
Space Titanium. Sorry,
Space Titanium.
Wrong movie.
Anyway.
Let's get into the score.
Score. Sato is back.
It's definitely a score made for a children's movie.
For his third Godzilla film. Last week, we had mixed reviews, I think, on his score. I actually really like his score in this movie. I think it fits the movie tonally a lot better.
It is for a children's movie.
And it's I think they're like little happy-go-lucky tunes. I like it. I think there's kind of like this, at one point when
Godzilla first shows up to fight Kumonga, he's like the surfer theme plays again, like from the last movie.
Yeah, it is kind of a surfer theme.
And you're like,
and then the Kamakuras, like the thing they play when we first see the giant Kamakuras, the bum 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 bum. I think it's not dark and serious, but it's exciting enough to go along with that scene. I like Miss Sato's work here. I think it's actually pretty good.
It's pretty decent.
He's gotten better with each Godzilla movie that he's done. Mm-hmm. And we will see him again, or hear him again, I believe, next in Godzilla vs. Mechagodzilla, I believe. I don't remember if it was him or somebody else that did Megalon. But anyway, besides the point, I like Sato's work. But anyway.
Yeah, score's decent.
Kind of a quick and painless. You want to get into final thoughts?
Yeah, go for it, Andrew.
All right, Andrew.
Well. Well, I think this movie's pretty good. The effects are probably some of the best effects I've seen in a Godzilla movie so far. Acting isn't too bad. It's not the worst I've seen in a Godzilla movie. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to give this a B.
A B plus. What about you?
This movie's decent. It's okay. It's not terrible. I've definitely seen a lot worse already. Definitely seen better. That's for sure. It's just a dumb movie. I mean, it's definitely made for a kid. I'm definitely not the target audience for it.
He's a dumb movie. Get out.
I mean, it's dumb. I mean, what do you want from me? It's childish and kind of stupid, but I mean, it's entertaining in parts, and I mean, I can get behind the story and the characters to a degree.
All right.
Acting is pretty good. The effects are probably some of the best that we've seen so far, for now. Mm-hmm. And I mean, Godzilla looks like garbage, mostly because of his head.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, I guess Godzilla's okay, but his head is like the main thing you see on him, so...
Yeah.
Godzilla looks terrible. Minya looks like garbage. Kind of frightening at times. I mean, he's weird looking. I mean, it looks like an alien. I mean, I think the alien in Alien is probably less creepy. I mean, it's possible. But the Kamakuras look pretty good. I mean, for what they're supposed to be, they look like what they're supposed to, I would say. Mm-hmm. And Kumonga looks like a giant spider, which is cool. I don't have a problem with them. And, I mean, the score is... good for what this movie is and what it's going for. I mean, it's definitely going for a more lighthearted tone with its score, and it fits the tone of the movie, so I gotta commend it for that. But overall, I mean, the movie's alright. It's decent. It's not my favorite by any means.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely not my least favorite by any means, so I'm gonna give it a C+.
Alright, yeah. I personally like this movie quite a bit. I think the cast is really good in this movie. Actually, I think it's a well-put-together cast, and I think they are actually pretty good characters for, you know, a rarity in the Godzilla franchise. Like we've talked about, I think, considering their budget, I think they did a lot of smart choices and were able to do the most they could with the effects. All things considered, I think the effects are a step up of probably what we've seen over the last few movies. Not quite what it was back in the heyday of the Godzilla franchise, maybe, but definitely pretty good. And I think they just capture a fun vibe with this movie. A fun B-movie vibe. I think they capture it probably even a little bit better this time around than they did the last time. Like I said, Sato's score, I think he's gotten better with every film, all three films he's done so far. I think this is his best work yet. I think it fits this movie really well and gives it kind of a fun beat. I think the island setting, again, I think they do a good job of capturing that island setting and kind of making you feel like you're actually on an island for most of it. So yeah, I enjoy this movie. I enjoy this movie quite a lot. One of my guilty pleasures, I guess, of the Godzilla franchise.
Are you really guilty about it?
No, I love Godzilla. Something guilty about it. Feel no guilt out about it at all. I'll go along with Andrew. I'll give this movie a B+ as well. So, yep. Gives a high grade from me.
Solid.
Anyway, I guess it's time for news. I only wrote down one news item. I couldn't think of anything else. Probably about, actually not long, right after we recorded the last episode, How It Should Have Ended, a YouTube channel, posted their video on Godzilla King of the Monsters.
Mm.
And it's pretty funny.
Was it?
It was pretty funny, not gonna lie. They always, you know, just kind of point out the obvious in movies, and in like a little cartoon animated fashion, and it's they did a really good job, I think, with this one. So I think everyone, if you took our advice last time and watched the Honest trailer, I think you should definitely watch this. And I think how it should have ended is if you were offended by the Honest trailer, how it should have ended is usually a little more respectful of it. They just kind of lovingly poke fun at it versus roast it, yeah. So, but anyway, that's all the news I had this week.
What we got coming up next week, though?
Next week is...
We got movies.
Gappa.
Ooh.
Which is, like I've talked about, the Japanese remake/ripoff of Gorgo.
Can we just not?
We have to.
Well, we don't have to do anything, but we're gonna.
The only version of the movie that I have and have seen and the one we're gonna watch is the AIP version of it, which is kind of poor in quality. And dub's kind of really rough. But I looked for it the other day on Amazon to see if I could find a better version. And I couldn't, at least not for a reasonable price, that I was sure was gonna work on my DVD Blu-ray player. So that's what we're gonna watch. I'm gonna go ahead and tell Dylan, if you didn't like Gorgo,
What did I give Gorgo? A C something?
C minus, something like that. I think you gave it a C minus.
You might give this a C.
Yeah, what?
You might give the next one a C.
I don't know. I don't know. It might be a little more entertaining than Gorgo. But anyway, I can't remember. My memory's kind of fuzzy. After that, we will return to Godzilla with Destroy All Monsters.
We're going to return to Godzilla with Destroy All Monsters.
For what was supposed to be one of the first of many grand epic finales of the Godzilla franchise, obviously. Didn't pan out that way. So
30 movies later. No.
30 movies later. But anyway, yeah, that's what we got coming up on this podcast.
We got some stuff.
So as always, don't forget to listen to our other podcast, DNA Film Wars.
Maybe.
Haven't posted anything in a while, but we're working on it.
I'm so sorry.
Find that podcast on all the major podcatching services as well.
You can find this one on the same services.
Same services.
Make sure you feel free to give us a review on whatever platform you listen to it on.
Yeah.
Especially iTunes. You know, help us out in the rankings. Gets us up there. Makes us more well known to people, which we'd love.
Don't forget, you can also email us at stompthisway1954@gmail.com.
Yeah.
We are up on multiple social media sites
at
stompthisway. That's Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Yeah. We also have a website where you can see our full schedule events, as well as backlogged episodes, whatever news Aaron can keep up to date on there.
A little behind.
And our previous grades for past reviews, if you don't want to listen to the full review, which we'd like you to.
Yes.
Anyway, that website can be found at where, Andrew?
www.stompthisway.podbean.com.
Yeah, that's right. So, anyway, I guess that's all we had for you this week. Another short and sweet episode. Don't forget to tune in next week, like I said, for Gappa. As always, I'm Aaron.
I'm Andrew.
And I'm Dylan. And we'll catch you in the next one.